I think I'll just do this show tomorrow.
Welcome to the Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on the Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to the Daily Drive. So glad that you're here. I hope you're having a fantastic week right here in the middle of our week. We're 50% of the way through. Today, we're going to talk about procrastination. Procrastination is this incredibly bad thing to get into, and we don't realize it, but we end up creating more and more work on ourselves when we just put things off. Because when we put things off, we tend to put more things off. And when we put more things off, we end up with lots of things to do. Before long, we're stressed out because we've got too much to do. And so, because we have too much to do, we put more things off. It's a bad cycle for an entrepreneur to get into. It is not effective. It does not work. And yet, it's so easy to fall into. So I'm going to give you a few things that you can do to help you stop procrastinating. One, right now, take 5 minutes. Soon as this podcast is done, take 5 minutes. List out the things you were going to do tomorrow. The things that yesterday you said you're going to do today. Write them down. Look at the list and do one thing on it right now. If you have to call somebody, if you have to send an email, if you got to do something you're putting off, stop putting just one of them off. Because you're not going to make the list smaller if you don't just get rid of the list. So you've got to get one of those things done. Pick a time today to work on the list. If you are a user of the daily 8 routine, which I highly recommend you do, write down 8 things every day you want to accomplish, 6 of which are professional, 2 of which are personal. Make your procrastination list your daily 8 today. Pick a time today to actually work on that list. Make it go away. You will feel better. Your stress levels will drop. Usually the things that we are putting off are the things that when we do them, we found were not as painful as we thought they were going to be anyway. Quit trying to be perfect. We've talked about this before. What counts is the quality of effort, not perfect results. Don't let yourself get bogged down with a preoccupation for perfection. Get it done. Do what you need to do. Continual improvement is better than delayed perfection. We've talked about that before, but don't let perfection make it the problem of your procrastination. If what you are putting off involves other people, talk to them. Your reasons for delaying action might actually be imaginary. Lack of communication often turns molehills into mountains. If something you are putting off is communicating with somebody, just do it. Pick up the phone and call them, talk to them. It will more than likely turn out to be a lot better than you thought it was going to be. Ask yourself this question. What is the worst thing that could happen if I did this today? Sometimes we put things off because we think that if we do them, we're going to create something bad. We're going to talk to that person that we've been putting off talking to because we're afraid that there's going to be conflict. We don't want to turn in a report to a client because we think the client will be upset. Which is worse, an upset client down the road and unhappy because you didn't send them the report in addition to what's on the report, or the report itself? Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen if I did this today? Is my procrastination really beneficial, or is it just going to make the problem even more difficult because I'm stacking time onto it? And then imagine how you'll feel once you do whatever it is you've been postponing. Freedom from anxiety. Freedom from nagging pressures. Freedom from overwork or stress because you've got too many things to do if you just get these things done. Freedom from self-doubt. Accomplishing put-off tasks will give you a great boost of confidence and energy. Trust me, because I just finished this podcast and I was putting it off. That's what I got for you today, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope everything is turning out the way that you want it to. And quit putting off stuff and get it done. Because, man, it feels good to be done when you've been putting something off. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.